From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani threatened the United States on Sunday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Analysts and officials have told Reuters that if America withdraws, then Iranian hardliners are waiting in the wings to bring the relatively moderate Rouhani to heel and constrain his ability to open Iran up to the West. But even more dire consequences were also raised on Sunday. In an interview with Germany's Der Spiegel, French President Emmanuel Macron said war could ensue from the ashes of the Iran deal. France, along with Germany and Britain, remains committed to the nuclear deal, which saw Iran agree to curb its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. But Trump has said unless his European allies can rectify what he sees as flaws in the accord, then he will refuse to extend such sanctions relief.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, a tough new warning from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Iran is also raising fears of war in the Middle East. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In an Israel radio interview, former General Yisrael Ziv said Netanyahu appears to be preparing the nation for war. He said Israel may have to launch a preemptive strike against Iranian assets in Syria, prompting Iran and its ally Hezbollah in Lebanon to fire missiles into Israel. Netanyahu will visit Moscow on Wednesday to discuss the situation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main power broker in Syria. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
At least seven Kenyan soldiers have been killed in a Somali town near the border with Kenya after a powerful bomb targeted their military vehicle.